The Belk Department Store at Brookwood Village Mall is closing this January. The announcement was a shock to Homewood residents and comes not long after the completion of a $20 million renovation. Between Belk and the food court, which is the midpoint of the mall, I counted several empty shops. 10, 11, I'm not even halfway through the mall yet. There's almost a dozen empty stores here. Another 5 dot the area between the food court and Macy's. This means roughly a third of the shops inside Brookwood Village Mall are vacant. A few stores were occupied but closed for unexplained reasons. So it's no wonder the Belk announcement has residents of Homewood concerned for the future of this property. Julie Tucker lives near Brookwood Mall.
The neighborhood is really kind of nervous that this will turn into just an empty mall like Eastwood Mall or Century Plaza, you know, where you have all this real estate and then nothing's in it.
Brookwood representatives say they knew about Belk's decision to close the store before the start of a multi-phase development plan. That plan included a $20 million renovation. Officials say redevelopment of the Belk store is the second phase of that plan, which they say will be announced soon. Tucker says residents would like to see another department store or even furniture giant IKEA move into the space. But
I don't know that they would come here if there isn't anything in the middle. So it's kind of like a chicken or an egg. It's like they're not going to bring anchor stores if there are no stores in the middle, and then no stores in the middle can come if there's no anchor stores.
The popularity and convenience of online shopping has delivered the biggest blow to brick-and-mortar malls, and Brookwood Village, like many others, has struggled to compete. Officials with the mall did not respond to requests for an interview. Still, many people want instant satisfaction when they shop. They want to be able to walk away with that new pair of shoes. For Belk lovers, the company says its 4 other nearby stores are still open for business. For WBHM, I'm Esther Chamakili.